Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to hear ESPN's, is it Taylor Twellman? That what we said? Taylor Twellman, who was calling the game. I want you to hear his post-match comments about this Atlanta United squad.
It's still about Atlanta United for me, John. It's disjointed. You used the word in the broadcast. It's clunky. Julian Gressel centrally doesn't work for me. Pity Martinez still pressing the issue. Joseph Martinez trying to do too much. I'm done comparing it to Tata Martino and that team, but just look at this version of the team. It still doesn't look comfortable. It still doesn't look like they're in sync. The cohesion of the team is off, and if they don't pull together, this is a team that's given up 14 goals in the last five games. They have an opportunity to get into the Eastern Conference thick of things. John, I'm just not sure they will.
Are we talking PT Martinez and his role again then?
I think we are, but then again, Frank DeBoer wants to tell me that you're going to play Michael Parkhurst at left back. He doesn't have a left back. Julian Gressel centrally, it doesn't work for me. Now, Barco and Vialba come into it. It's more of a full squad, but then you tell me, Atlanta United fans, does that give you any more confidence that PT Martinez is going to turn the corner? I'm not so sure.
Wow. So a couple things. They do look very disjointed at times. And this to me is not a – I don't think this is a Tata Martino thing like he said at this point. Look, all that ship has sailed and everything. And the same thing with Miguel Almiron. You know, early in the season, I would tell you they absolutely missed it. You're at the point now where you can't use – the Tata and the Miguel and those excuses anymore. Can't use those excuses anymore. You know, for a team that has, you think about how little negative pub backlash, PR, news, anything that has been for this franchise. There's a lot of people questioning about how good this team is. You would love to feel like, okay, if we just get to the playoffs, that Atlanta United's talent and their skill will take over. I don't think that's the case. And especially if it's on the road. I don't know what it is about this team and going on the road, but it's been bad. And I think they've lost their last five MLS matches on the road, outright lost their last five on the road. You know, and we've talked about how this is a different Atlanta United team now. It's not the, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, fun and gun, just wide open, four goals every night and things like that. It's becoming much more of a very much defensive-minded team, a team that, you know, is going to lock you down, play good defense, not give up goals. Yeah, they've still got the offensive pieces to go in there and bat you around. You know, there are times when, if you're not careful and you give up one, you might give up two or three to Atlanta United. But they're not the, they're down a goal or so, no big deal. They're going to score four. That's not like that anymore for this team. And you know, I heard Carlos Bocanegra on Friday. I heard him talking about, you know, he was asked about the meeting between PT and Frank DeBoer and the comments they both had. And yeah, I understand, he said, the Argentine media is trying to stir things up, and they've put it up beside. Okay. Here's what I would also say. What did you expect Carlos Bocanegra to say? I've interviewed Carlos enough times to know that, you know, he'll disagree with certain things that, to be honest with you, I think there's more truth in than he wants to admit. It's not me picking on Carlos, but at the same time, it's hard to sit here and say, when everybody is seeing the same thing, and everybody's saying the same thing. You just heard the ESPN lead analyst, right? He ain't telling you it's all sunshine and roses with PT Martinez right now. Now, that doesn't mean PT's going anywhere. Maybe in the offseason, but he's not going anywhere. They have to get him figured out this year. He has to figure it out this year. This team won't win an MLS Cup unless he really starts to play well. And truthfully, he has been playing much better of late. He really has. He's been better of late. You know, really since some of this quote-unquote negativity has come along, he's been much better. And this is not a franchise that's had to deal with a lot of negative pub to it. It's been sunshine and roses for this franchise coming out of the gate. The model franchise of MLS, the model expansion team, MLS Cup champs in their second year. It's been all good. Now it's kind of like, well, wait a second. Now, right now, there's nobody in this town from a professional sports league team more expected to win their title than Atlanta United. More than the Braves in the World Series, more than the Falcons in the Super Bowl, more than Georgia in the national title, more than the Hawks in the NBA, hell, more than Georgia, the Georgia Swarm. What other professional teams do we have in this town? Do we have the Atlanta Steam anymore? The Dream? More than the Dream? Do we have the Atlanta Steam? The Women's Football League, we still got them? Okay, more than the Steam. Who else gets paid? Is there any professional softball teams in this town? The Decatur Rugrats or something? I don't know. Is there some kind of team or something? They're the franchise that everybody just expects to go out there and win the title. Oh, no big deal. It's Atlanta United. They're just going to turn that switch on and it's going to be all good. I don't know. I don't know. Would I bet against Atlanta United right now? Still might be kind of hard to bet against them. But we're not very far away from saying, okay, are they really the favorites to win this whole thing? You look at what the Galaxy and LAFC has done. Philadelphia just won't go away. I think ESPN had them second in their power rankings. Seattle's a really good team when they're at full strength. And this match Wednesday, you got an angry Houston team coming in. Now you got a short week. Now you've got issues because, what, Escobar's out for yellow cards, right, for accumulation? He's suspended for a game. You got injuries going on. You know, you don't have that many more matches to start saying, well, you know, we still got time. We still got time. Don't worry, we got time. You're on the back half of your schedule. It's not a marathon anymore, man. We're into sprint mode.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.